My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. Still there, oh say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number three. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down south and let's check in with Rihanna De La Cruz. Good morning, Rihanna.
Good morning, Mickey. Good morning, Mickey. Can you hear me?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you? Glad to be here with you.
Yeah.
Good deal. Yeah, I mean, man, it's just, I don't know if y'all are ready for a cold front, but I'm about ready.
I'm
ready for
you.
That first cold front.
Man, me and you both.
This is brutal. I mean, of course, this time of year is so exciting because you're going into special White Wing season, and then of course opening day is on the 13th, and you know, it's kind of a little transition that we're going into as far as you know, and most of my clients, they like to dove hunt, so you know, sure. We've got two things going on at the same time, you know, but man, oh man, dove hunting and fishing on days when it's a heat index of, you know, 105 to 110, it's just absolutely brutal. Golly. So when that first cold front hits, I'm just going to soak it all in.
You and me both. Gonna,
man. Yeah, so I'm here in Baffin right now. I'll be here till the 13th, and we're still catching big trout. And
yeah, we are.
That bait's still here, that shrimp's still here, and them trout are, and a lot of them are hefty. You know, some of them, of course, some of them are skinny. You get some that are real thin and long, and, you know, they've got a big old head, but their body's just absolutely, you know, thin. And then you get some
that are males sometimes when they're like that, shaped like that. You think they might be males, big males?
I caught one the other day that was about 23, and it was croaking. He was long and skinny, and I could tell it was a male because he was croaking. I was like, check this out. That was the biggest male that I've ever caught. And but you
I've
know,
been hearing that a lot lately up here and down that way of some big males being caught this year. That's good. Those are old fish.
Yeah, they are. They've got to be, you know, they've been around. They've been around, man. You know, and we're catching a lot of smaller males mixed in with those bigger female trout. Seems like we'll catch a couple of small trout, and all of them, the majority of them are males. They're croaking. They're just, man, they're feisty. They thump that lure so hard. And then in between that, you know, we'll catch a, you know, 5-pounder, 5.5, 6, 6.5. And then that, you know what lure I'm going to mention, that Little John XL, not let me down. It has not let me down.
That's why I chunk them all the time, XLs and the regulars, because they work. They just work, you know. They catch fish.
That watermelon gold glitter and the watermelon copper glitter, which is a small Little John. Those two baits, man, that, you know, I get clients that, you know, they'll bring a bunch of different colors, and I'll suggest different colors if they want to kind of explore and throw something maybe a little different. And then I'm over there throwing the same three lures, three colors, you know, the purple demon, the golden brim, and the watermelon gold glitter. And of course I throw it with that Sartreuse. It's a 116 aught Sartreuse jig head, and it adds a nice little trigger color, you know, right to the head of that bait. And early in the morning, just bouncing that lure off bottom, they're absolutely hammering it. Yesterday, I've got the same clients today. We're going out a little later today, but we fished yesterday and today, and we're probably going to fish Monday as well. Depends on the rain. It might rain here, might not, so we're just kind of playing it by ear.
Have you been getting much there and much rain at all?
It always misses us, Mickey. I don't know what it is about here in Rivera. I know it's like a vortex. You know, it always fizzles out when it gets right to us. But sometimes we'll get little showers that pop up further out towards the mouth of Baffin or up north, or it'll pass through like in Alazon or pass through on the south side. But here in like Rivera area, it always fizzles out around us, and it'll go north, or Kingsville will get rained out and we won't, and we're like, man, what's the deal? It always rains everywhere else but here. It's a desert here. Sometimes it gets real dry, but man, any kind of rain we're happy for. But I always know opening dove season, it never fails. It always rains on opening day. last year, the year before that. I mean, I can remember all the years on the opening day because we would always have a dove party, and we'd cook and shoot and you know during early in the day, and then we'd all gather up the birds and cook all kinds of plates, dinner meals that included dove. And so on that day, it seems like it was always raining. It always rained on the dove party, which was on opening day. And so, you know, I've been telling some friends of mine, clients of mine, man, I know it's coming. We got this little low pressure just lingering around over us. It's supposed to shift northeast, supposedly that out towards Louisiana. We'll see.
The rain that's going inland right now is coming in over this way, right on top of us in Galveston and Louisiana. If you get any, it'll have to spin back around and come from above you from the north. There's some rain off your coast down there, but it's all coming this way in that, you know, in that circular motion. So,
it looks like it's going to be dry today. We might get a couple showers off in the distance. I can see lightning off to the east.
Yeah.
But yesterday we had a first thing in the morning till about 11:30, 12. We had a north breeze. It was northeast, and then it started shifting over to the east.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very, very nice in the morning. It was like a little cool. Yeah, you get that low pressure off of the storms off in the distance. It was kind of chilly, and man, I was like, this is so nice. And then we had a big old cloud in the horizon that kind of blocked the sunlight for until about 9:30, and so once that sun came over the edge of that top of that cloud, oh man, it got hot. But for that little break that we had, it sure was nice. And that was
getting a lot of cloud cover, and it's been so nice up here. It's unseasonably nice. A little bit of rain, but depending on where you're at, but it's been nice. I could use this kind of weather all year long. It'd be perfect.
Me too, Mickey. I'm telling you. Yeah, so the bite was really, really good in the morning. And I swear, I got out of the boat. You know, we're coming into a new moon, and that's typically my favorite and most productive moon phase that I've fished. I've had all my really good days where I've caught really big trout, and several, you know, big trout have been around a new moon. And so, you know, whenever I get to fish this time of the month, I'm like, man, I get this little kind of excitement, you know, I have like high expectations just based on how it's gone for me in the past over years. So,
right.
You know, first thing in the morning, it was cool. The water up shallow was cool. There was bait flipping, and we have this big old line of bait that runs, you know, run right in this area that we fish. And as soon as we got up to it, it was like, we just started getting bit. And, you know, we caught a couple of five and a half. One was pushing six. They were big headed trout, but they were skinny. And, you could tell they were looking for a meal. They needed one, you know? And, from what I understand, I think these trout spawn again later in the year around September. They have like a second spawn.
Right.
I read somewhere, I guess it was on Texas Parks and Wildlife. And so I don't know, I guess maybe they're feeding, at least female trout are going to start feeding a little heavier. Some of these bigger trout, you know, like I said, they've got a little belly to them. Which in the summertime, when it's this hot, it's really nice to see.
I'm sure they've got some good roe in them, you know, because
absolutely
we always get a good fall spawn off. And and y'all's may be a little later. You may get another one in October down there because y'all stay so warm, you know.
And then if we don't start getting those cold fronts till later in the year, I'm thinking that spawn might be a little later. I think it really depends on those cold fronts, because I know last year we started getting them in mid-October. Once we got that one in mid-October, and it was a pretty good little front. I think I had fished the day before it. I had some clients and we went out the day before and we caught some really nice trout and they were slicking and I mean just you'd throw anything out there and they were gonna strike at it. And then I think a couple days after that we had a pretty big cold front and after that it seemed like, you know, you over time the amount of shrimp that you saw jumping out of the water was decreasing. You know, you didn't see a whole lot of shrimp jumping or a whole lot of, you know, of course bass is a mullet driven bait system. Mm. But when those shrimp get back in there, it's like a feeding frenzy. And those pelicans have been working those shorelines, working those bait lines, and when they dive, when they decide to turn and they dive in, you can see that bait just flicking out of the water everywhere. I'm like, golly. And some days that bait is out a little bit deeper. Some days it's closer to the shore. Some days it'll come way out and it'll kind of parallel to the shore. And, you know, it just depends. And that bait doesn't move a whole lot this time of year from what I've noticed. I don't know, maybe it's just because it's too hot. They don't need to move. And then it seems like those trout don't move either. I mean, everything's there that they need. You know, why move from the bait source when it's there?
Yeah,
you know,
keeps the pattern the same and fish will hold as long as the bait does. Let me knock this break out. You got time to talk some more?
I've got time.
Okay, hang with me. I'll be right back at you. All right.
Alrighty.
Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers, located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be, and there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand there at the store. They have all their different size bottles on display, plus their regulators and diffusers. And if you need more info, just call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp and bay shrimp, all their seafood. Great deals on their 9, 12s, 15, 18s, whatever size you're looking for. And if you're looking for really good food, look next door right at their Cajun Grill. They turn out some really good food there at really good prices. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 620 here in the Bayou City. All right. Rihanna, we are back.
I'm still here.
All right, cool.
I'm watching all these boats roll in. It's, of course, Sunday morning, so typically traffic back here is... It can get kind of bad, but Sunday's usually... Well, it's special white wing season with the 3-day week, and you never know. But yeah, it's always fun watching everybody roll in and getting ready for the day, and you know, it's always exciting in the morning. You never know what the day holds, you know.
Catch a few fish, get on back in, and go dove hunting in the afternoon.
Heck yes, So you know, right now you can't start dove hunting till the afternoon, so by that time it's already 95 degrees. So I'm gonna wait till opening day for me to do some hunting, because I like to do hunting early in the morning. You know, you can start hunting 30 minutes before sun up, and that's usually a good time when they start flying early in the morning. You can see that little dew up on the grass, and it's cool. And yeah, that's my favorite time to hunt. So but yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good day out here. A little bit of breeze, not a whole lot, but my folks, they're from up there around Galveston area, so they yesterday they told me, man, we've been getting rain every day for the last week and a half.
Yep.
They said, we can't catch a break. I said, you ought to send some of that over here.
Yeah, y'all can use it. We'll give you all you want if it'll just leave here for a while.
Absolutely. You know, last week when I was on your show, I was in Stockdale, and I was fixing to pull a 9,000-pound camper 37 feet from from
Stockdale. Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
It went smoothly, Mickey. I'm so glad it went well. I was, of course, I was a little anxious about it. You know, and I tow my boat all the time, and it's become second nature. But towing something that's that heavy can be a little nerve-wracking, especially for 4.5 to 5 hours. You know, you're driving 60 miles an hour. You know, when I got on 37, it was... You know, smooth sailing from 37 all the way down southbound on 77. Once you get on 77, it's straight shot. Mm. But yeah, I got it all set up, and it's a beautiful, beautiful little camper. It's got a bunch of pop outs. It's a 2020, cool. And got plenty of room for my daughter and I. And so it's a great little home for Port
Mansfield. Where did you set it up at? Mansfield?
In Mansfield. It's at the same place I was at last. There was an open slot there, so I went ahead and got that one. Right behind my camper is a set of boat barns. There's probably like maybe 10 units back there, and I got one of those as well. So you walk right out of my camper, and about 20 paces over to the right, there's my boat barn, and it looks like a store in there. got all my lures.
Got all your gear in there. That's cool.
Yeah. So I went to Lowe's, and of course you gotta buy one of those little pegboards and put it up. And
sure,
I put up all my lures and all my gear and stuff. So that's my little, what I call my little she shed.
Yeah.
my she shed, my hangout spot. A lot of stories will be told in that little space, 10x10 space that's behind. You've got about 25 feet for the boat, and then you've got it's probably like 12x12 space in the back. And so I'm going to build some storage, like lofts on top for any other miscellaneous things. And mm-hmm. When I get into doing something and I want to get something accomplished, I get it done really quick, and I try to do it as best as I can and do it right.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to build some shelving for, all my other gear and whatnot, but it's so cool. Some friends of mine are there. They're there now. They're staying in the old camper that I had. They come down there and fish every once in a while. And, I said, man, just put your boat in that boat barn. And cause Labor Day weekend, you never know who's driving around town. There's people that come from Raymondville just to scout and take things from, people's boats.
Yeah, heard a lot of stories about that down there.
Yeah, it can get bad.
Unfortunately, it's kind of like that all over the country, man.
Absolutely. It's unfortunate that's the world that we live in, that we've got to put a lock on our hitch. We've got to put a lock on our
boats.
You've got to lock your truck. It's just the way it is these days, so I told my girlfriend, I said, you put that boat in that boat barn, lock it up. they're fishing this morning down there at Port Mansfield, and good friends of mine. She takes, if you ever go to my Instagram or Facebook page and you see those nice pictures, they're kind of like a professional taking pictures. She takes those pictures for me. She's a photographer, and
cool.
She also makes my lanyards. And she's just she's very young. She's like 22, and I'm like, man, you know what? I wish there were more young females like her. Her parents raised her right. She works hard. She's got drive. She's, a go-getter. And you don't find too many young adults that are
Yeah,
like
you don't
that.
See much of that these days.
No. So I pretty much kind of have taken her, and kind of under my wing, We're only like 8 years apart, well, 6 years apart.
Yeah, but, you're young, like too. Boy, I'd give anything to be your age again. Golly. Yeah.
So I kind of feel like she's like my little sister,
right.
Little sister that
that's cool.
I've never had. Trying to take care of her, do anything I can for her and help her out. And this industry that we're in is tough overall for anybody,
yes.
But it's even tougher for us, for females that want to be successful and thrive and work hard. We've got to work twice as hard to just prove ourselves that
just
we do have
what
it takes.
Nose to the grindstone. That's all it
Absolutely.
Takes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Work hard and the rest will fall in place. And so.
How about our old boy, Scheffler? Man, he's looking good. Looks like, he'll just really have to lay an egg today to lose the FedEx.
Is that the FedEx championship that's going on right now?
Yeah, it's the last one. This is the last hurrah.
Man, I have not been watching golf the last couple of weeks. I've been so busy.
I watched a lot yesterday, and man, it just, he turned it on the back nine. I think he birdied four of the last five holes to keep his.
Golly.
Colin Morikawa's playing with him, and he's hitting it lights out. And they're throwing darts, man, and they're
both fantastic.
Apart. He's got a five-stroke lead.
Wow. Yeah, Colin Morikawa is a pretty good golfer. I remember watching him when he first came out, several years ago. And Man, he's pretty young too, but they're
he's one of the best iron players on tour too. He can hit his irons, man. He's really good.
Where's he from? Do you know where Collins from?
He from California. He's an American.
Okay. Yep, that's what I knew he was from. He was from somewhere here in the U.S. I just wasn't
I'm sure,
sure
he'll be playing in the President's Cup.
Absolutely. that's going to be a fun tournament to watch today. Of course, if you know Scheffler drops a couple strokes, it's gonna be neck and neck, and
I think he got his lead down to. He only had 2 or 3 stroke lead at one point yesterday, but then he turned it on.
Mm-hmm. Where are they playing at?
They're playing at East Lake in Georgia. They're just outside of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Fine course,
that's beautiful.
Man.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. That's a beautiful course. Beautiful country over there. Yeah, I'll have to watch it when I get in. These folks that I have today, we're usually in by 12:30, 12 o'clock, so I'll have time to watch it today. Sit back and stay in the cool AC and have some kind of electrolyte drink and watch it. Perfect time to be inside watching golf is when it's 95 degrees outside.
Yep. I'll have that and Astros going back and forth ping-ponging.
Yep. Yeah, they're playing tonight, aren't they?
They got a day game today. I think 12:30 or 1 we play today. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I think due to weather, they're going to start that golf tournament an hour earlier today because of, risky weather later in the day. So I try to get it all in.
Yeah, so I guess they've got some low pressure over there too, huh?
Yeah, they had a little delay day before yesterday with a thunderstorm or something, some lightning. They had to shut it down for a little bit, but.
If it rains, it's going to be an interesting tournament, interesting day. Rain is going to completely change that course. It'll completely change the mindset. I remember whenever I used to play golf and we weren't expecting rain, and then all of a sudden it would rain, and those scores would be about 5 strokes higher than what they normally would
you
be.
Go, you can go pin hunting then when those greens get a little soft. You can stick
them. Stick them.
That's it, man.
Yeah, that's the only positive thing about that is you get to stick those greens when it gets a little soggy.
Yes, no doubt.
Gosh, man, I sure do miss playing. I have my golf clubs and my boat barn.
Do you ever get to play much, or you're fishing taking up all your golf time?
If it's between fishing or golfing, I always choose fishing. And here lately, is how it is. It's just one of those things that I've kind of put in the back burner. But I want to pick it up again because I do miss it. I miss it terribly.
Oh, yeah.
But I think what I miss the most is playing competitive golf, being in the field, being in that mode of, you're in a competition, the pressure, the early morning, getting out there on the range with a quick bucket and, seeing everybody getting ready, that mindset, I crave that. And so
routine you get into. My nephew's the same way. Since he doesn't play on tour anymore, he still craves that routine that he always had,
Absolutely. Yeah. So, when I go out and I play a Sunday evening round, just for fun, it doesn't satisfy that craving. It satisfies the, I actually swung a golf club today, but it doesn't satisfy that, the mental part of it.
Right.
And I think the mental part of it is what I miss the most. So I've learned to transfer that mentality onto the water and as far as when it comes to fishing, And so, come the Legends, the Legends series, last year too, it takes me back. That took me back to playing competitive golf, the pressure,
that's just born and bred American nature, to be competitive.
It is. Absolutely it is.
And everybody loves a winner.
Yep. Yep, that's true. Yeah, so My golf clubs are collecting dust, and some of them are a little rusty.
So are mine. I haven't picked up a club in a long time.
Yeah, my sand wedge is my 52 degree, and my 56 degree Titleist sand wedges are rusting out, and so I need to give them some TLC. And we have a little golf course in Raymondville. It's just a little. It's a little goat patch, you know. Yeah, it's not much.
Goat ranch, yeah. That's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I got one of those over in my backyard over in Chambers County.
Yeah, we've got one, an 18-hole goat ranch here in Kingsville. And, of course, that's where I played in college and where we practiced. And
right.
So, you know, it's I have no problem playing golf on a little goat ranch. Matter of fact, I really do believe that it makes you a better ball striker. And it made me a better ball striker in college, you know, playing off of that.
You don't get those perfect lies and all that. Mm-mm. You're playing out of some gnarly stuff all the time. Yep. Fairway and hard pan and tree roots and everything else.
Oh, yeah. It'll
make you a better golfer. I know it worked with my nephew. He played on a lot of courses like that growing up.
Yep. Yeah, you know, and I grew up playing pristine, beautiful courses in Austin. You know, we would go in the Westlake. We would sometimes play at Austin Country Club. And so whenever I went into college, I was like, I really realized, man, I had it made back then. I was lucky, you know.
Living the dream, baby.
It was. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
You know, being a member at, it was Circle C Country Club when I was younger, and then it turned into a municipal course. It's on the southwest side of Austin, and it was beautiful when I was younger. It was kind of exclusive back then,
right.
And then later on, the city kind of took over. It's still pretty. It's still a gorgeous golf course, but it's not as private. It's not private like it was then. And so we had junior memberships there, and we would get to go to the member range and hit golf balls on the member range. It's private, and the clubhouse is gorgeous. You know, you go in there and you just order a burger and tell them, oh, you can just put it on the account, you know.
Yeah.
Like, years later, I'm like, yeah, I was like, golly, I was so lucky. Didn't even
All
realize.
Right, Rihanna. I got to run, hon. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and popping a wade and catching some nice fish, how they get a hold of you?
Well, my number is 361-296-5400. I'm right now, I'm in Bath until the 13th, so I've got some days left available here in Baffin. After that, I will be back in Port Mansfield. I've also got a dove field over there with sunflowers on it. So if you're interested in casting and blasting, give me a call.
That'll work. All right. Well, you have a great Labor Day, and I'll talk to you next week. Catch them up.
Thanks, Mickey. Thank you,
All right,
Mickey.
Rihanna.
Take
See
care.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 640 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Richland Chambers and check in with our good friend, Mr. Royce Simmons. Hey, Royce, how you doing this morning, bud?
Happy Labor Day weekend, Mickey. You doing okay?
Same to you, brother. Oh, yeah, everything's good down here. Getting a little rain.
Hey,
it's all good.
I tell you what, we've had spotty showers two or three days this last week, and looks like we got them about every day next week. Not everybody getting any rain, but everybody's got the benefit of a little northeast wind up here. Has it stalled out before it's got there, or is that the same down there?
No, we got a low down here just kind of spinning. And it's well, on one side of Galveston Bay, you got kind of east and northeast winds, and in the other end, the west end, you've got southeast. So it's just kind of a little spin going on here, and rain showers just pumping in from the Gulf, just making their circular motion like low pressure does, man.
I guess that's what the cause is, because I was looking ahead every day this coming week. We've got that east/northeast breeze, and, you know, it's not hoodie weather or anything like that, but I tell you what, even yesterday's boat ride up the creek channel, it was just really it was refreshing. I mean, you don't want to jinx it and say the fall's going to be here earlier or summer is getting out of here, because it probably isn't, but golly, it felt good for August, whatever it was, August 31st.
You got that right. It's been unseasonably cooler here, too, with all this cloud cover and rain showers. So,
you know, our pattern over the last couple of weeks has kind of set in like it has the last couple of years. It seemed like the late summer, those hotter days that, again, hopefully more behind us than in front of us, it's made that white bass and even the live bait hybrid folks, it's just been tougher than nails. And we've gotten out the punch bait a little earlier than we anticipate, but we did both boats headed up the Richland Arm and the Timber, where usually we start fishing seriously about October, fall, through the wintertime. And the bait's up there already. The catfish are up there. The one thing that's not up there is the old cormorants that, you know, point you in the direction at least, but
right,
they didn't need to be up there. We both limited out. I just had a two-person trip, and Adam had three folks on his boat, but nothing really big, but good eater-sized channels, mostly in the shallower water, and if you moved out a little deeper into that 20-foot-plus water, you'd get into more blue cats, and they're up there for the fall and the winter, and will be. It's just you don't expect to have to make that trip up there in August and early September.
Well,
but
these old fish are telling you it's going to be an early fall or a real fall change.
It was almost like it with the you know, cooler, not cold weather conditions, right. But the bait was up there. Lots of terns, you know, some early arrival gulls and stuff, but just not the feathered friends, like a whole lot of the cormorants, the pelicans, ospreys and stuff. They're just not quite here yet, but we get another week or 10 days of what we got here. Who knows?
It's, you know, possible. Yeah. How about teal? Seen any teal up there yet?
I've seen just a few, not a whole lot. And right. It's been about probably a couple of weeks ago, mid-August, I had one of my regular customers, one of your listeners from down there, that's a big duck hunter. He actually helps manage ponds and stuff for folks that he hunts with, but also manages them over the years and so forth. And we'd be riding along, and he'd look up, and he'd see these ducks. And this was August 12th, 13th type deal. And he pointed out a type of duck that I'd never seen, heard from. You ever heard of a tree duck?
Yeah, pulvis tree duck, Mexican squealers. Yeah.
They'll set on fence lines. They'll set on trees. And what was really unusual, he fished with him and his buddy fished with me 2 days. And the next day, I didn't have them with me. But when I got back to the fish cleaning table, which there's an old boat ramp and dock going out on where they put the fish cleaning table that kind of out of the way of the newer boat dock, there was, oh, I'm going to say 6 or 8 of these funny-looking ducks on the end of that dock standing there, and it was tree ducks.
Yeah, they're
funny-looking, you know, different colors and so forth.
Right.
But I had never seen, and he had some pictures in his cell phone gallery of ducks sitting on a fence. You know, just so
telephone
I learned every day.
A
telephone pole. If you just pay attention, you learn something new every day, and that was my learning there. But to answer your question, we've seen some ducks, and just literally yesterday, in anticipation of today, my wife and I were out riding around late yesterday afternoon. Here come the doves. So I don't know what the dove season is going to start off with the temperatures and the north wind, but
well, it's opening day today.
Didn't hurt.
There'll be some burning some powder in the state of Texas today, I can tell you that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a pretty quiet weekend. I'm actually not fishing tomorrow. We fished, like I say, yesterday, and going to just take tomorrow off. But It was a kind of typical Saturday day on our lake with a little more traffic than usual, but our Labor Day holiday weekend on Richland Chambers is nothing like the Memorial Day, July 4th holiday, right, with lots of activity. But the lake's in excellent shape. It's actually 4 or 5 inches low for the first time in over a year. Good. Gates are closed. Water condition's good. That water temp actually dropped down a couple of degrees this week from the prior weeks, about 86 degrees. And I don't know, when it gets down into the high 70s, it seems to turn those whites and hybrids back on for that fall bite. But that'll be sometime in the next month, I'm guessing October or whatever. But the catfishing is good. I've not really seen or heard anybody talking much about the crappie fishing, but, you know, a lot of the crappie guys, myself included, usually like to do something in October and November when it cools down after a hot summer. Brush pile fish is a little easier to find and maybe get to bite. But it's all good. Local
good
bass clubs are catching largemouth bass. You don't ever hear about Chambers and largemouth, but the little local papers put the results with regional, I'll call them small-time bass tournaments, not the big ones, and it still takes a 25, 30-pound stringer to get in the money, so,
that's
you know,
awesome.
They catch nice fish.
That's good bass fishing. I don't care what time of year it is or where you're fishing. That's still good. Those are good weights.
It is. It's just, you know, it's unfair for somebody to come into a, you know, 45,000-acre lake for a 1 or 2 day tournament and expect to just hammer them, but the locals and the folks that fish it all the time, no surprise, they know where those fish are. So, I have people call me pretty often looking for a bass guide on Chambers, and it's crazy. I don't know that anybody's really guiding for largemouth bass on our lake. You know, it's pretty much all whites, hybrids, and a couple of guys that'll do some crappie during the really easy times. But the catfish is kind of dominant right now for just catching you a freezer full of fish to eat. So, you know, we do what's easy.
Yeah, that's that. You know, getting back to those ducks you were talking about, those three ducks.
What did you call them again?
Pulvis tree ducks.
Squealers,
you know.
Mexican squealers, okay.
Yeah, and they've gotten so prevalent in my area from people, all the people out there on the bay by me, they just throw corn out in their backyard, and they come in by the dozens every evening, every morning. They just go from yard to yard eating everybody's corn. And it's funny that you brought that up, because they're gonna, I thought I read something a couple of weeks ago where the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and everybody, the populations are getting really overpopulated, and they're gonna put out more liberal limits on them and all of that. And but it's gonna be hard to kill them if they're in everybody's backyards, unless they fly down into the marsh or over the rice fields or something. But they're very prevalent now. Used to, we'd see them a lot down around Rockport area on the mid-coast and all through there.
Okay.
But, boy, they're thick up here now. It's pretty crazy.
I have just never paid that much attention, and then it was really unusual. Here I am the day after Carl and his buddy had fished with me and educated me more on ducks. I mean, I have a couple old blue herons and whatever that'll come into the fish cleaning table every day about 10:30 or 11, because I throw them a few rib cages, and, you know, they'll not quite coming up to my hand and eating out of it, but if I'm by myself, no customers around, they'll come right up to the edge of, you know, the water at the fish cleaning table. But here were these ducks sitting out there on the old boat ramp dock, and it's like they were waiting on me to show up. So I don't know, maybe I just haven't been paying enough attention, but that was my first experience with tree ducks. And I'm gonna Google that up. It may be something that was more prevalent, and here comes more liberal regulations coming.
Yeah, and it's you know, back when I duck hunted a lot and gadded back in the day on duck hunts, we'd see a few, you know, a little flight here or there,
right?
But nothing like now. I mean, they're as common as teal now. And, you know, teal season is going to open up here in a couple of weeks.
So that's 2 weeks away.
Yep.
Are you getting a lot of hummingbirds up there yet?
I haven't noticed them. The little marina store has a couple of hummingbird feeders that they usually try to remember to put some stuff in, this right. time of the year. But I hadn't paid that much attention. But now that you mention it, I probably will. But, you know, every fall, I just like it because all the wildlife shows up, the birds and stuff. The monarchs, they're still a couple of weeks away probably. Sometimes they're on a route that comes, across the lake, and there'll be days literally in years past I would see literally, I'm going to say thousands of monarchs. More often than not now we might get a few days of just, seeing a few hundred of them. But, it's so nice October, November. I still, you've heard me say it over the years, I think I like it better than my two spring months.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm trying to remember, was it year before last? Well, the migration was unbelievable in South Texas. It was stopping up radiators on everything.
Really?
They were so thick.
Whoa.
Between Freer uh-huh. and Hebbronville, on that path they take through there, that migration. And,
yep.
That's coming up. And then we'll get our, when I can tell when fall's getting close here on the bay, you'll be out on the bay and all of a sudden you'll look up and there's just thousands of hawks in the air, the red-tailed hawks.
Uh-huh.
They'll make their flight down. They'll see the guff, and they react to it just like the ducks and the geese, and then all fan out and find their territories, the winter here.
Where are those hawks coming from? Because you just start seeing them in the tops of
real common on the west coast. From west to east over here. So,
uh huh. No, it's not unusual. You see them on the high lines and stuff, but you see them in the trees before they. They're just totally buried, whatever, and then you see them hunting mice and stuff, and it's kind of like overnight. Where did all these hawks come from?
Well, so they decide
maybe they're just paying better attention. I don't know.
Just like the teal population, when they all decide to pick up and come, they're coming, buddy. And those tree ducks we were talking about, they call them Mexican squealers. They call them whistlers. They've got several names. Everybody calls them, but. I think actually they're a bulbous tree duck. So
very interesting. Yeah.
Buddy well, now you know, him down at his house, and we'll go down there in the evenings. We'll be sitting out on the back patio, and all the guys hanging out. We're talking fishing, and they'll all start coming in at one time, and they'll all be out there eating in the grass, picking that corn out of there. And one of them will just lay an egg out there. He picks up eggs all the time. They'll just pop an egg out.
tell you what, the duck hunting up here on the lake is just almost non-existent anymore. When they open up the wildlife management area
right.
where they have the grasslands project and pump that water out of the uh-huh. Trinity and through that filtration system, it's created literally, tons of little pockets of, I'll call them little ponds out in that 4,000 or 5,000 acres. And I've been told that nowadays on a weekend during duck season, you've got to take a number or make a reservation, if you will. I don't think it's quite that much hunting on the weekdays, but man, it's come that first couple of sessions of duck season. I can be at the boat ramp waiting on that sunlight to come up, and it sounds like a war going off because it's just right behind. But they get a lot of ducks, and those ducks get so smart so quick that Adams actually stopped a time or two once that season gets open, and those ducks will come over to the reservoir, to the lake, and raft out there in the middle of that lake, and we will flush up tens of thousands of ducks. Oh, it just turns the sky dark, because they don't want to get shot across the road.
Yep, that's what they do on the bay here. Same thing, brother. All right, Roy, somebody wants to come up and fish with you and Adam, how they get a hold of you, bud?
903-389-4117, gonefishing.biz. And yeah, it's slowed down a little bit like it always does in August, early September, but it's not long till fall, and hey, we're catching catfish now. If anybody wants a fish fry, just give us a buzz.
All right. Good time.
Thank you, Mick. I appreciate the time.
See you, Royce. Thank you.
You bet.
Later. All right, that's Roy Simmons, Richland Chambers. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.